And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I know, guys, it's midday. It's midday, but, you know, I like being in a little bit of some cheer and a little bit of some song. Not a little bit of dance. We're not here to dance. We can be slightly, joyous in one or other form, but still, we've got to stay within limits, and we've got to stay within our limits of excitement in order to stay on topic, stay on discussion, keep your eye on the prize. Now, our prize for this morning, guys, as I mentioned just with the quick handing over session there with France, as he stepped out from the Tech Eagle discussion that he brought you there, is every once in a while we have to touch base with marketing trends. And we've got to take a look at what they will become, you know, what they would be looking at, and what some of the trends with regards to consumer interactions always have to be, or always play out to be. Now, since, and this is one of the unfortunate developments, I always have to bring you back to 2020, which is the Kickstarter year for the pandemic itself, which actually changed some consumption patterns as well as also engagement patterns for consumers, so that you as a marketing executive out there, you can see, okay, in terms of trying to reach who and who and who, what kind of consumer demographic I'm trying to service, trying to reach with product advertising and messaging, and, you know, but just trying to instill one or other kind of a factor with regards to being present in a market space, there are some consumer trends that we've got to look at. Now, for this morning's session, it's very key that we've got to always look at what was the situational analysis. You know, in research, they would always tell you, they would always indicate to you, what was the situation back then? If you have a discussion point to look at, what was the situation back then? And can you see whether or not said situation has either evolved into a different situation, or were there like direct trends that emanated from a historical situation? Now, this is key because throughout 2020 and 2021, obviously the pandemic brought countless challenges to the marketer, to the business, to an economy, to government, to agencies. It doesn't matter who you were, you provided a service to a greater public, to a consumer demographic. You had challenges. But because the pandemic's peculiar challenges that it brought on, it also created tons of opportunities in the opposite direction, which actually also led to some great innovations springing out from there. Accelerated in most parts by technology, and also led to total transformations taking place in the way in which brands can actually interact with customers, or how brands can interact with a customer and how a customer can interact with a brand. It brought about countless ways in which to do this. Now, if we have to look at the future in terms of where marketing will be going, we've got to be taking a look at six unique, it would be difficult to use the word unique, but unique in the way, in terms of where you can actually see what the fundamental, you know, cause of this new levels of innovation look like. Now, if we have these, before we get into these six key points, let's have a look at some, you know, excerpts, or almost like identifying points that actually give birth to these six trends, or these six kinds of unique ways in terms of which innovation in the marketing realm took place. Now, the quick takeaways have been that nearly all online experiences began with a search, with an online search, opening up Google search and searching. It's something, it's an exercise you can even do there in front of you. If you're thinking about something, you turn to your handheld device, which is this little supercomputer in your hand, and you search up something. It can be anything from the lyric of a song to the name of an item, or a place, a person, or an animal, to just trying to find out what are the you know, what interesting facts you've got at hand, or you're in a discussion, you want to bring in discussion point from the search. It all starts when you touch your smartphone and you search something. And you open up Google and you search something. Almost all online experiences began from a online search. Brands, in that regard, have ranked content in order to be visible to a target audience. To be visible. So they've all gone for the search engine optimization function. Remember that discussion I had with you a little bit earlier in the year? Would have been here about April, May, about there. Search engine optimization. Brands have now seen, why don't we actively encourage the SOE function? Or leveraging the SOE function. The next quick key point, before it leads us into our discussion of the main trends, is that video is fast becoming the most in-demand type of content, or the most in-demand kind of level where you can deliver content. Now, please understand, guys, my discussions that I've had here on the Brand Conversation, also stemming from the Tech Eagle at Some Stages and the Business and Economic Zone, have all indicated that people are now more, they absorb more information, whether it be from an advertising, whether it be an advert or whether it be for pure entertainment. But if you convince from a marketer, if you convince a audience or a customer base through a means of entertainment, they absorb it more. They enjoy it more because they are interacting. And then they know, okay, so this brand is associated to this kind of messaging, i.e., I actually resonate in terms of that there is a positive disposition with regards to how I feel when every time I see that brand, I recall what they did. Remember the marketing phenomena discussion I had last week, where you had VW that brought out their Golf 4? In terms of having a playful scenario where the car would be driving over steps, and each step was at the key on a keynote on a piano, the keys on a piano. People recalled that ad because they were like, "Wow, I remember this ad that did this playful thing, and it has got this positive placement within my psyche, within my mental database." Now, if you provide that entertaining component, or like the Old Spice ad that I sat here giggling about, because me even remembering it indicates to you the positive brand recognition that I actually experienced. I indicated to you that, yes, if you deliver something that actually provides a positive or has a positive impact, positive implication on a consumer base or on a viewer base, is that you need to reach a consumer in that form. Understand, guys, it is now leading to more and more innovation from the marketer, because the marketer is now all about, but I want to give this much value in the medium, in the advert, as opposed to just being directly talking about what the product does, what it aims and what it does. Right? So that has become the challenge that the marketer, the executive, the advertiser is now sitting with. They are now realizing that the consumer base is more knowledgeable, they are more aware about what their needs are. They are more aware in terms of what each product can provide in terms of their needs-based analysis, you know, what they have, what they require for day-to-day. Either it's the kind of food that you want, either it's the kind of entertainment that you want, either it's the kind of knowledge that you wish to acquire, either it's what you want to provide to someone else in terms of that you want to get the best possible to give to someone else, either it be for support or for care or just pure sustenance or just as providing knowledge sharing or capacity building in one other form. Consumers today, and remember, a consumer or customer can be a business, an organization, or an individual person. So they are more aware with regards to what they want, what the requirements are there, and where they can get everything. Now, when you see that video has fast become the most in-demand type in terms of how to deliver content, well, the challenge then becomes in how do you make this content? How do you put it into the video component? What do you need to produce for valuable content itself? The next key development that you have to look at is that the majority of consumers have preferred to make a query with either a voice search over typing. Now, that more actually floats into the computing scenario. Recent talks even here in Namibia, even from the fourth Industrial Revolution Task Team to the Deputy Minister of MICT with her public discussion she had at NAST earlier this year, meeting with most of the youthful representatives that were actually just students or technology-based students or IT-based students from that field. And she herself said that she now herself has to start, she's now developed an interest for coding, to write code for applications, for programs, for software. Well, all of them are the same thing. And this is actually how the marketer out there has to see how does the product or the service that I have to sell, that I have to market, how does it feature up in terms of programming? Now, programming is actually to programming language or stems from programming language. And when you work from programming language, the discussion right there is, what do people like a lot more? Do they like to voice search, or do they like to type their search? Now, that's a question of accessibility, ease of access, as well as also convenience. Because I know some of us would view it in terms of, like, you know, it sounds like pure laziness in one other sense. But just do a basic exercise. Which one would be best to you to communicate, for example, to a colleague, a family member, a friend, a loved one? Would you like to sit there texting the messages across the room while they're sitting across the room from you? Or would you like to speak to them directly so that they can engage and encode and decode what you're trying to say to them? Right? Now, that is what people have realized. And I know, guys, the technology sounds so minuscule in the greater scheme of things with regards to marketing, with regards to business development, with regards to how to reach, how to link up a business or a company or a seller with a customer, consumer, or a buyer. It sounds so minuscule. It sounds so tiny, so, you know, not part of the bigger scheme of things, but it actually is part of the bigger scheme of things. And I know that it veers off into the discussion of technological accessibility, but we've got to also recognize that this has become part of the bigger scheme of things with regards to the social media technologies, as well as also the various entertainment technologies that are being developed as well. So many of them. Now, we're quickly stepping into a short break and coming back right after this.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate royoni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wama futiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatavuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tagadana no kutuwa mbepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya weather po. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. otovoro ishe okuturako omatumaraka wevi nima ya yoroka ngashi omatumaraka gorukozi omatumaraka gomahio omatumaraka gomaharero yambe kugomavaro no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithere oshigwana ashikesho monamibia okuza owarapo dorandatu nithiringa itano metumaraka kehe lelapei oharongo ngini konga oka epa ko lelapei ko play store nenge ko app store eto katura kakare keri mongodhi yoye patulula o account yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye inda kokandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa wu udhithe shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye hogolola kutya owa hala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager longekidha etumaraka lyoye eto thindi mpoka kwa shangwa send utume shampa wa tumu etumaraka lyoye otali tulwa ko Eagle FM imba lelapei nenge ko The Villager ouna ishwe ompito yokutula ko ilongwamo yoye yokomake tumina inima yoye ko digital@etomalight.com notai ulikwa meendelelo opo ukale wa gudha kokaalandithi tudhengela nena konora 081 9 3633 nenge konora 081 9 3633 nonora yeli yaali lelapei yimonena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Time to get fired up for the first ever Real Good Braai Championship. Real Good Chicken is on the hunt for the best chicken kapana braaier in Namibia. If you braai for a living, you could win a branded and full kitted out business starter container as well as poultry stock for half a year. All you need to do is buy a Real Good Chicken kapana half bird box and SMS champion plus your town name to 2442 to enter. Real Good Chicken, a proud product of Nama Poultry Industries. Now, come returning from our quick break right there, and just to indicate that where we left off, where how in voice searching over typing out in the search query, the online search queries or the search patterns that consumers are engaging in, is that voice searching or enabling, you know, a voice-to-text searching functionality has become the biggest mechanism or method by which consumers are trying to search for things. This can be directions. This can be directions to a shop. All those kinds of things. Now, ultimately, this does point towards trend analysis. What works best? What is more convenient to a consumer? And then you as a marketer, you as an advertiser, you as a branding executive, the ideal scenario there is finding a mechanism to be present there. To be present there. Now, this is no easy feat. This is not something easy, you know, that you've got to look at, because ultimately the voice to text or the voice search scenario is in most cases encapsulated within something like your smartphone. Well, actually, in most cases, it is your smartphone. So, this does point that it does make the job easier for the business at one end, the consumer on the end, if a technology company in between provides certain functions that the business can actually just leverage on. I mentioned the search engine optimization scenario. So, obviously, from that perspective, it does increase the ability for the business to actually say, hey, listen, from SOE, why don't we also look at being one of those talked about words or mentions in the Namibian business market? Now, from that perspective, or from that specific point, that majority of the consumers actually prefer to make queries with a voice search over typing. Consumers are also willing to pay more for a brand that provides a better experience. Now, I will expand into brand experience for today's situation or for today's analysis. But before I head into brand experience, we just have to finish up with the last two key takeaways before I get into brand experience and before we expand into the six main statistics that point to the future of marketing, or the trend of marketing for that matter. Now, these key takeaways, now from a better experience, most brands are also preferring to partner up with micro-influencers who have small followings but higher engagement rates. Now, micro-influencers, guys, as mentioned in my earlier discussions here on Brand Conversation, an influencer is someone that generates their own following. Usually, you will find them on much of the now new kind of internet-based broadcasting mediums. I mentioned YouTube is the easiest one, and YouTube, you actually do find a lot of content creators who are doubling as influencers, who are doubling as micro-influencers. I gave you a whole host of examples. It's not just there for artists to drop their music videos for their fans to access it free of charge. It's also not just about, you know, watching sports highlights or listening to other kinds of discussion points. No. You can find a myriad, the word myriad means a plethora, meaning so many opportunities in terms of delivering a product or service to a consumer. You can start from education. You can start from just podcasting, what we do in media. Like, for example, you know, podcasting is just a digital format of radio broadcasting. You can do literature, you can do trainings, you can do storytelling, you can do productions of yourself. Yeah, you can have something like generating content like movies or stuff like that for specific broadcast mediums. And that all of these, you can be a micro influencer or an influencer. At all of these scenarios, you can be an influencer. You can be. It's not just also heading to social media, having a Facebook account, an Instagram account, a Snapchat account, a TikTok account. No! No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Where you can display video, because remember what I told you at the beginning of these quick takeaways, is that video is becoming the key manner in which you can deliver your marketing message. Now, you've got that little supercomputer in your hand. It doesn't matter about the brand. As long as it's got cameras and it's got the necessary application extensions, you'll be able to reach or to generate a following. You will be. You will be. Now, please understand, guys, when you are going to become a micro-influencer or want to become an influencer, you have to generate a following. You have to. Understand this, guys. You have to. It's not easy peasy lemon squeezy scenarios. It's not a cakewalk. It's not a walk in the park. I'm using all those metaphors just to indicate to you it's not easy. Now, let me first get this next caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Hey, Dutch, what's all me, man? What's all me?
Where are you going? Is it a date like me?
What's all my men say with my skin, they all me.
As you saying after?
So, a friend of mine, but maybe by your microphone, his name more position me.
Okay. No, I'll just have a look.
Yeah. Okay, warning next me. I say, so begin exam, who will warn me next? I didn't get anything. Nothing. It's just the Mahoma that we are hearing from you.
All right. No. I'll just let the guys
maybe
know.
Maybe just need to adjust the, maybe the microphone or whatever.
Or some of the settings, yeah. No problem, Angabona.
Yeah,
I'll do so.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Now, it's key to note, guys, to let us know in terms of, whether or not we are audible enough, whether or not you can hear us in your various vicinities where we have signals. You can still come through. The number is 083-288-401 or alternatively 083-288-402. Now, as the next ad break is on the cusp of getting to us, or, you know, creeping up on us, we'll quickly just highlight one key note here with regards to becoming a micro influencer or an influencer for that matter. Is, guys, Remember, it's not easy work. It is not easy work. I stress it once again, to become an influencer, it's going to be a lot of hard work. Some of the various content creators that I sometimes watch, especially on YouTube, because I consume a lot of YouTube, is that some of them have taken a good 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 3 years for some, 2 years for others, a year for other guys, in order to get to the level where they are. Now, ultimately, with YouTube, it's all about your subscribers, followers, and likes.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o mana o manene shimuna o maile no topra. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba, o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Drakuru ke gesika. Nak tua tum amtisa waku e. Tua. Ka kundra tua. Du gesu tua ra waku teke du kasi. Kamu tua kwam uk ating gasin ke gesika kausin. Kamu kag abak auka wa ogo kabagem kawin kausin. Ka wa gesika ka wa community ga kemwese. Mutwa boma am judore ke community ke du gua muke kain ka wa muga. Gesika wa kaka wa state ga ta wa mwese ka muga. Kwara jama amti ke okrata okrawa. Ake kwara ke traditional authority oko gesika board. Anga bo akanku oko gesi kwa adra. Taktawa msika. Kai wa kai hito ma amti ke gesika kuru ek kai wa no fa ka wa 2022 ga. Ministra wa kankum tari du oko ka kuru wa kwa tamo kusin ka wa ju gesi ni ka ndra ke gesika ake tanga kwara. Ministri ka tamakal pirit ka kwa ma amti ke dra kuru tama ke chisin ka e. Ke kakwisi ka wa gesika ek no faith ka wa 2022 ga. Kwara jwa ehe akuru dra. Kwara ake tanga wa gesika ga. Jua ho tiket au ka chika tra ma amti ya ta ake marinu kai wa 4,000 ofa wa dorongo ke kuringo e ke chisin ka e kama ke ka. Yutwa hea kare dra kama ke konti ke authority khaba ya ta ati ke mari kwa nguwa fifta ke ta mwese ka dra ni khangu. State te ngwe ka wa kwa u gesi ka ke traditional kausin yi gya ke ka kakukwe ke ngung karu oko ngung dore. Ta swe dra ke gesi ka wa ka e hea kui ju ka oko gumi. Harasu. Drai tua maamti wa iwe community a kaos nga gaba gesi ke kati ngana ke gu oko ka mti asu. Ministri agre juwe so ka ngati ngasu oko gaba si kawa kaga kama ke tekaisi system ka uang uinloga. Community kaos a kati ke klati weka gya ke drakuru ga ka tua maamti ke traditional authority. Gesi ka of ministry kantor tumsi ke kwe agya. Lo kawa kaga gya tiwe ka tua maamti ke dra huang tuang e ngasi kama ke gesi ka board. Kuru dra ke gesi ka kwara ke ka tua maamti ke ka kuru oko huang u ke program ka e gesi ka nyundurek dausi tkhauti ke. Hana wa Republic ka wa Namibia, European Union oko German Cooperation ke German Development Bank. Ke chikti samsi ngam kui ke Ministry Public Relations Office ke nomor kaya kama 06-208-7-2-2.
Now, returning back from our extended break right there, and I do hope I am slightly more audible than earlier. Thank you once again to Uncle Bona, just indicating the loss of sound scenario. However, where we found ourselves, just running down some of the key things in order just to repeat a little bit, is that most online experience or most online searches or experiences actually begin with a online search, and that brands have actually actively sought out to be ranked within those searches in order to reach the target audience that they wish to expand to. That video is fast becoming the most in-demand type of content in order to deliver a message from a marketer, a content creator, a branding executive, or an advertiser. Video is becoming the thing. And that majority of consumers prefer to make queries with a voice search over typing. However, that consumers are also willing to pay more for the brands that provide better experience. And as I mentioned, I'll be stepping into that better experience or that brand experience or that brand experience that is mentioned here. But the influencer scenario is key, because companies, brands, the likes are realizing leverage influencer reach, or leverage what an influencer brings, or leverage what influencers are capable of. Leverage it, tap into it, make use of micro influencers, especially because micro influencers can actually actively engage with their viewers, with their followers, and they provide feedback as well as also discussions about it. Lastly, podcast consumption is on the rise and presents a cost-effective opportunity for brands to showcase their expertise. Once again, that podcasting consumption scenario does play in with the influencers as well as also with the video that is becoming the quickest on-demand kind of platform for content to be produced, to be aired, to be distributed. Now, I get into the brand experience scenario, because out of all those 6 points that I just mentioned to you, before I head into the other 6 points, is that brand experience is now becoming the ultimate level of extraction that a consumer is looking for. You see, some consumers, like, well, if we now start from the health perspective, the health discussion that I had a good couple of weeks back, in last month. If you start from the health and lifestyle kind of consumer demographic that you find, which is now exponentially also grown so much because consumers have now become more aware about what they want to eat. They're more aware about their longevity, meaning their life, how long they want to live for. Consumers also want to indicate to you that they need to be in the best possible shape at every possible time of the day, of the week, of the month, of any year. So they are actively aware and actually highly aware of their well-being and their current situation as it goes ahead. Now, part of that is all about what's the best experience that a product can give to this kind of consumer. Now, brand experience, just to note it, is a type of experiential marketing that incorporates a holistic set of conditions created by a company to influence a feeling that a customer has about a particular product or company name. So it's almost like eliciting a reaction from a customer. Let me quickly get this caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning, Eagle FM.
Good on your side, man.
Okay.
Mm.
What is the topic now?
But
what is the problem here in Arandas? We are not here in Eagle FM.
You don't hear us in Arandas?
Yes.
All right.
I'm here in Arandas, but when we opened Eagle FM, it didn't...
The frequency there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that
we you... have a problem.
All right. No. Don't worry. I'll share it with the technician. They are still busy with the frequency drops in certain parts. However, you can also listen to us either on our website or through the application.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want also that number. If I want to send the message,
the what messages like just to send messages
then,
through.
Then the number, if I have a message, then I want to send to write. Then I send you.
Now you can also work through Lela Pay, my friend.
Okay.
Mm. And also, alternatively, you can still just call and send messages through.
Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thanks for coming through.
Okay. Mm.
Now, still getting through from the brand experience component, the ultimate is here, guys, that since products have now become synonymous with the everyday existence of us as humans, whatever you use, even if it's something that you grow in the back of your yard, this can be a tomato, this can be any kind of grain, any kind of other kind of vegetable or plant that you can consume, or even if it's something coming from livestock, it is a product because it can be sold. It can be monetized. It can be sold and it can be monetized. Now, ultimately, as a consumer, you want to know what gives me the best value. What provides me with the best value? What actually contributes to said best value? How do we get there? And will the product at the end of the line be able to transfer said value addition to my everyday life, my person, my being, as an individual, as a collective, as a community, as a group, as an organization, as a company? Will it be able to do so? Now, remember, guys, I've been tapping on this value proposition, providing value, generating value for a good 3 weeks, 4 weeks now, because it is all about generating said value. It is about generating said value. Now, if you're going to be a dairy farmer, meaning you've got dairy cows, or you know, you're going to expand into generating milk and dairy-based products like butter and cream and cheese. Yes. So yeah, let's say now, for example, for our discussion, that you're a dairy farmer. Now, besides just meat, leather, and milk that you can produce, you can actually take and generate products that stem out of one, for example, out of the milk alone. You can generate so many products out of the milk alone. Ultimately, then, you can assist with regards to land that experienced land degradation. You can assist in one other form. You're a hybrid farmer, you've got livestock and you've got crop cultivation taking place. You can assist the land where you've got the crops growing. You can assist them with providing nutrients. With providing nutrients from the animal transferred to the soil. You can, you've got the other mechanism in terms of leather products, which you can sell further on, or you can actually open up your own tannery and sell leather to producers of leather products. The meat obviously has its own value addition component, the various meat products that you can generate from meat, from beef. Now, right there, you've got four basic products to work from, right? Ultimately providing you exponential value addition into a consumer market. Exponential, for that matter. Now, the key thing is, when providing brand experience, guys, you see, let me now take a difference with regards to milk. Just milk. Now, milk, you now find two forms of milk: fresh milk and UHT long life milk. Now, fresh milk has one negative. The aspect is that you've got to consume it immediately. You only have a shelf life of 2 days to consume the product. Whereas with UHT milk, it can stand on a shelf for good, unopened, for good month, 2 months, 3 months, some cases. And then ultimately is that the milk provides that. Now, that's value. That shelf life is value already. And then ultimately, the milk has various other storage capabilities as well. provided obviously you do have a fridge to begin with in order to house one of the two types of variants of milk. But start from there. Now, how the milk production companies now have to operate is they've got to give value in the form of that their milk contains certain benefits. Yeah, you just have to read the packaging, guys, sometimes, and you see what they offer. That the milk has certain benefits, that their brand provides X amount of value going through. But before we continue, we're quickly stepping into a short break.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression, and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight, and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora hetatu imwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, as we come back, heading into the last quarter of today's program here on this lovely Friday, the importance here with regards to the brand experience, guys, is that through a combination of various modes a consumer uses to interact with a brand, companies are attempting to create a general atmosphere of goodwill. Now, that goodwill is the value proposition that has to be transferred from the product. Because the product is the proxy extension. It's the extension by which the company, the brand, the organization tries to convey, tries to transfer said value addition over to the customer base. The product, ultimately. Or the service, because the service is also a product. So it's one of the two. Now, the dependability component also gets factored into that goodwill. And that a trust is also part of that in order to create an association between the brand and a specific need or an emotion. So it is all about eliciting a said reaction from the customer. Because that's what the organization tries to do. They're trying to elicit a reaction from the customer in order for you to say, to have positive brand recognition going ahead. Now let me first get this call in.
Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. Now we can hear you clearly.
All right, that's good. That's good, Uncle Bona.
Yeah, so maybe just briefly on the value addition. So value addition, and everybody now, and you know, even the president and all these things, we have been talking about value addition. So more especially, even on the, I don't know, on the when it comes to diamond and many other minerals, so which go outside in the raw form,
yeah,
then we come back again and get purified, and then we now buy the product.
Yeah,
that obviously to create job there and things like that, and the. We have all agreed and we applaud the leadership there, political leadership, that we find no more of this kind of thing. So now, when we were talking about those issues, and then we are talking about mine, this gold, what is it, B2 gold mine. You remember there were about 200 people who were suspended, actually I think dismissed even. Because the process of recruiting new ones are there already, and there is apparently a condition which may be, which says, what is it, continuous, what is, I forgot about the name that they call it.
Mm.
So it has to do with a continuous kind of continuous operation,
Yeah.
And that one is compulsory because the Ministry of Labor, Industrial, what is it? Ministry of Labor
and Industrial Industrial Relations and Employment Creation.
Whatever.
That long name that they've got.
So, yeah. So now they also went there and make sure that they made sure that yes, there is that compliance with that provision. So it has to do with the medical safety and health and of the people, maybe because of the work that they are doing there. So now, but then I don't understand, because the ministry is saying that the Mine Workers Union of Namibia have interpreted the law wrongly, and I suspect it's the same applies to the Echita Cement. You know, and maybe also going there to the court. You know, there are also labor unrest there. So now I'm asking myself, when I'm reading and listening to some of these people who are, irrespective of whoever you are, whether you are a member of parliament, because I know there are members of parliament who were there, like the Kalimo, the Bukalimbo, was also there, and many other activists. Do they understand the labor matters and the labor policy? Just maybe from this IOL.
The ILO.
The National.
You can just say it ILO. Angabona, it's
ILO. ILO. It's like FIFO.
Yeah, LIFO, FIFO,
so now,
in ILO.
Yeah. So now, you know, because it depends me. If you come to me and pretending as if you are bargaining on my behalf, and at the end of the day, I'll be the one to lose my job. You understand? 160 employees. We lose their job. And just because, not necessarily because they didn't really want to go work overtime or whatever the case might be, because working overtime is, might also be a demand for value addition.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe if you now discover that, yes, the production here, it is low, and you might also immediately say, fine, for us to make up, if the people there are demanding 250, that was then. And now the demand has increased and say, fine, we need to supply 500 products within a day. Can't they just negotiate and say, people who are here, our employees in existence, okay, who is it perhaps from there to work overtime? This is the extra money, this is what. And for you as a job steward, representing the workers, and if you are not so much careful, you might not even have the understanding of workers' education. And then now, end of the day, you are causing those people to go and strike or rebel or whatever the case might be. Can't you be held accountable for that thing?
In terms of, is it now, in terms of like the interference component, Uncle Bona?
Whether it's interference, whether it's instigating, whether it's actually blindfolding the people to go and strike and lose their livelihood because of your political gain, and the damage that you have caused to those people.
The reason why I asked the interference component, Uncle Bona, because now your question is now veering off into an economic sense.
Whether it's economic, social, economic, let's take it from all the angles of life. Social, political, spiritual, technological, whatever. Because those people, they are going to suffer the economic negative impact, the social impact, because many of them they will. You remember I mentioned of the cost.
Yeah.
How many people of middle class are there?
How many?
How many people committed? How many people that have committed suicide in the Okapale field there in the coast?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that we seriously need to make sure that our people are being deceived.
Yeah.
And when we are being deceived, because I'm now talking about the activists who are to claim to be representing the people. How do these people are losing their job? That's how you now advocate or feather your what is it? So please let us not play on the ignorance of our people. Eh? Those who are privileged to have known some of this information, to have gotten bits and things like that, let not try to play dirty politics at the expense of our people. It's a sin before God.
No problem, Angabona.
Okay, God.
Now, just dealing in with it, in terms of, well, I have to bring us now back on point, guys, just for the last 5 minutes even. Because the contribution just coming there from Uncle Bona was primarily about an economic one, taking it from a broad reach. However, we've got to, for now, keep the economics discussion at one side. Now, just ending off in terms of, you know, the last 4 or 5 minutes, is this brand experience component is ultimately about the maximum value addition, the maximum value proposition or proposal that can be transferred from a product or a service over to who? The customer. From who? The business, the organization, the marketer, the advertiser. Because if you can leverage brand experience, successfully, what can you do? You'll be able to have a positive or a pretty prominent positive brand presence, brand awareness presence as well. Now, examples of brand experience, just to indicate to you, is advertisement targeted at a specific or broad audience that is created as an extension of a feeling or a personality of a brand. A designer that chooses colors for their ads, web content, and other marketing materials that evoke desired feelings in customers at different stages. Companies that attempt to weave themselves into stories of a community, incorporating political views, holidays, important life milestones into their branding. Well-resourced customer service helps also to give customers a positive view of their user experience and makes them more likely to make a purchase or return as a customer. On those last two points, especially with regards to reviews, in terms of interacting with products, there's a company in South Africa, a car company by the name of Subaru South Africa. And what Subaru has done is, on the website, if you go onto the website, you see they call this little exercise or this little category on the website people and their Subaru cars, and then it showcases various owners of the Subaru brand who have who owned a Subaru at various intervals in their lives, from the first Imprezas that were brought into, that were, you know, sold in South Africa, to the Forester, to the Outback, to the, what's the new one's name? The XV, that has become also a hit with people who want something compact, but that looks a little bit on the sporty outdoor, you know, hiking 4x4 trail, you know, adventure kind of car. And the stories that are generated from there gives or evokes that personality of how this brand, how this product, how this car cemented itself into a consumer or into a customer's everyday life. For sure, guys. Another one with regards to weaving, you know, a brand weaving itself into the stories of a community. I mentioned to you on here on the brand conversation, be very careful, especially as an advertiser or as a marketer, of having political or social or religious affiliations or statements. Be very careful. Guys, I am not, this is actually a fair warning for you as a marketer or an advertiser. There are some people that will not appreciate it if you have marketing campaigns geared towards
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Now we'll be ending off on this note and seeing each other over the weekend for my Sunday morning take. Alternatively, next Monday and later tonight, you can still catch me here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.